Studentradion i Bergen. I Bergen. I Bergen.
Hello, everybody. Here's Stella from the show No Way. Today we are going to talk about the organization Quartäret in Bergen. We also want to talk about tenants' unions, and we are going to talk about some news from the world. And today I'm not alone in the studio. I have my colleague with me, Bastian. Nice to have you.
Yeah, hi there.
And I also have two guests from Quartäret, Jonas and Martina.
Hello.
Hello.
So good to have you here. And I want to hear something from our guests about their organization Quartäret. Maybe you want to first talk a little bit about yourselves and how do you became members of Quartäret?
Yeah. Should I go first?
Yeah, please, Sue. Then I can think about what I'm supposed to say.
I am now the, what's it called in English? Like head of the volunteers.
Yeah, I think that's a nice a nice ring to it.
But I started off working in the pub, Grandals, which is a beer place where they have a lot of different beers. And when I started, I didn't even like beer. But here I am now.
Now you like it?
Now I love it. And then I have tried out the different groups we have. So I think I've been most places and tried it out. But now I'm ended up in the board, and I'm very happy about that.
How about you?
At the moment I'm head of PR at Quartäret. Way back when I started in one of the organizations that arrange concerts on Quartäret on a regular basis, and when I was done there, I ended up in the PR department at Quartäret, and has moved towards where I am today. Slowly.
For those listeners who don't know what Quartäret is, can you describe it in like three sentences?
Okay, so we are the student culture house in Bergen.
What was my turn now?
Yeah. What do you offer? Like.
We offer a variety of different events, everything from quizzes and concerts to debates and even theater.
Wow. And silent disco.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really nice. And especially when you take off your headphones and everybody is singing, but the music is in the background.
That's actually the best part, just standing in the bar and... have yourself a drink and a laugh.
Do you know how Quartäret was founded?
Yes, Quartäret was founded, or the first day of first day it was opened was in February 1995.
Wow, that old.
So actually we are 25 years next year. It was actually opened by the... what's the word in English? Prince. The one who's probably will be king someday.
Ah, okay. Prince, I think.
Prince. It was founded because the old student center was being rebuilt, and also some of the student organizations needed a place to be for arranging debates and having concerts and so on.
Ah, okay.
So actually it was among other Studentersamfunnet in Bergen who did found Quartäret as an organization. It started early in the 1990s and it was a couple of years before it opened in 1995.
Okay, so if I'm in a student organization here in Bergen, I can just contact you and ask if we can use a room or if we could make an event at Quartäret?
Yeah.
Is it like this?
All the student organizations can rent a room for free. So we have a booking
Head of booking.
Who you can contact and ask to get a room. But we have a lot of organizations and groups that arrange events at Quartäret. So... Yeah, you should be planning ahead.
Okay. So this sounds like a lot of work. Are you all volunteers there?
Yes. From each semester to the next, it always is a bit different in how many volunteers, mm-hmm. but somewhere between 250 to 300 volunteers just wow. at Voltaire each semester.
That's a lot.
And besides that, you have five organizations who are considered a part of Quartera due to them having to arrange something at the house regularly. And if you also consider them, it's up between 600 and 700 volunteers at most.
Wow. And all of them are students?
Yeah, I think most of them at least start off as students, but I think many continue to volunteer even though they get a job.
Okay.
But most of them are students, yeah.
And do you also have some internationals? So if we have international students listening to us, they can also volunteer at Quartera?
Yes, of course. We have a lot of international students, actually. And it depends on how many there are in the different groups, but especially the bar group has a lot of volunteers that are from other countries and are here on exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are also many in the other groups, but the bar group is where there are most international students.
Okay. Yeah, we already talked a little bit about it before this show. So I heard that you work really a lot, like nearly every day. So is it like a full day job, or do you also have time for studying or friends, or do you making friends at Quartéret?
It's a bit of both. Of course, the thing that Quartéret and every other student organization can give to volunteers, since it's volunteering, is the social life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main part of what we actually can give back. It's a lot of friends, and even we know of people who have been together since they started
Quartera
some 20 years ago and are still
together
with
cute.
Kids and so on. That's the one part of it, and depending on the contract and which group you are in, it's everything from once a week to three times a week, depending on how involved you are.
Okay.
For us who are at the top and has involved us for a long time, it's more like, you are passing by Quartera each day almost, and having something to do. And then there are the people who they have two shifts, for instance, in the cafe a week, and besides that they're just hanging out with friends. It's somewhere between for something for everyone.
Nice. Do you have a favorite event, Martina? Like, is there something you offer that is your favorite one you really love to organize or to be part of it?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. Since I'm head of the volunteers, I'm mostly involved in the events that are for the interns, so mm-hmm. the people who work at Quartera. So I think like the parties we have with the people who work there are the most fun, and you get to know all of the different groups and people from everywhere in the world. But also we have some concepts that we have each week, for example Micro Monday, which is in the pub where I started working, where you can get discounts on our products, and we also have quiz every Tuesday, so it's
nice.
It's so many things to choose from, so I can't choose one.
Could you decide for one, Jonas?
I've been part of a lot of really fun events and stuff over the years. One I actually most often comes back to is also one for the interns. At the end of each semester, there is a huge party for all the interns.
Nice.
Where we celebrate each other and take a moment to appreciate the other groups who has helped us throughout the semester. And
Oh, that's cool.
Having a concert and, yeah, really showing some appreciation for me if I went back when I was head of in the PR group, giving out some recognition to other groups who helped us or people who helped us during the semester is... that's something to who gets me as
nice.
Both giving and most fun.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Bastian, have you been to Quartaret?
I am ashamed to say that I haven't.
Wow, oh, no. Really?
I'm probably the only one listening that has been there. For some reason, there's always been something like up or like some alternative plan or something. So I have to visit, of course.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell me on it. I already like heard so many great things about it. What I just noticed is, and in February, I think it's your 25th anniversary, right?
Yes.
So are there any special plans like celebrating this quarter of a century at Quartaere, which will like be this, this nice...
yeah, it's a nice thing, right? A nice coincidence that fits.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of things planned, but it will be spread over...
A week is the last thing I have heard.
Yeah, okay. It's still in progress, and we can't say too much about it because it's like
big surprise.
Yes.
Oh, mysterious.
But there will be a lot of fun stuff happening, and we will definitely celebrate.
Okay. Yeah, so all of our listeners should remember this date to come there. Great. So if some of our listeners also want to join you to volunteer or want to know more about you, where can they find you? Do you have a website or are you on Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, we are both on Facebook and Instagram. From our Facebook page, you can actually hit the get to know more or find out more.
Okay.
And be linked directly up to our web form where you can register and also read more about the groups online. This is also a web page which you can visit, beliefrivillig.no, for those who are interested. It's also in English, so
okay. Oh, that's good.
We take we're quite kind of proud of all the international students who have run by us over the years.
Yeah, and you can also just go to some people who are working in the bar and ask them, and they will help you to get in contact with the right people.
Perfect. So thank you so much for having you here for the time and the great talk.
Thank you for having us.
Have a nice day. And to all of our listeners, stay with us. After the next song, the next topic is going on.
Hi, this is Mathilde from France, and you're listening to No Way.
Hello back to No Way. So, Bastian, my colleague.
Hey.
It's so nice to have you here. We talked before a little bit about that you want to found a tenant union.
Yeah.
So can you first explain me what it really is? I have to admit that I'm not that sure about that.
Yeah, so coming into it, I always, like, my first association was with, like, the general term of tenants union. Was that something that, like, people organize themselves, right? If they're in this tenancy agreement sort of situation, that they organize themselves either in a building or as a neighborhood or something like that. People who have the same... like a landlord, for example, that's a usual thing to do. But I always imagine it to be this self-organized thing. So if you have troubles with your landlords, which is a very like normal thing to have, at least in Germany. And I could talk for ages about my problems with my landlords.
Oh, I totally probably, had a lot of problems too when I was back in Germany.
Absolutely. So it's a very useful thing to have, a tenants union. But now in Bergen, I actually got into it from another angle, I guess, because I'm living in one of the student housing facilities from Summen, which probably most of you are living in. And Summen like actively incentivizes people to be part of a tenants union or to have a tenants union at your housing facility.
Oh, that's not usual, is
it? I don't think so, no.
In Germany, it's not.
Maybe it is in some places, but I'm not sure. I haven't actually heard about such a thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of student organizations as well, right? So there is no shortage of things to like, of events, for example, or if you have problems with your like your student housing facilities in Germany, you can also contact people. So, yeah, but I really like that effort by Summon to initiate this. And so I'm living in the Jüldenpries student Bolliger, or that's a bad pronunciation, but I'm sorry for that. But so we used to have a tenants union like that. But in the recent years, it hasn't been really active because like people left the tenants union and there was actually just this one guy left who organized a little bit around like the common room that we have, but not too much. And also people didn't know that there was supposed to be a tenants union. So nobody really like asked for any events or something like that. And
so how did it came to your mind?
So I think it was actually the second day. So the day after I moved in to the place, I went to the common room because I knew there was supposed to be a common room. And I was really amazed by how like new it looked because the building is not that old. It's from 2004. But I was expecting something more like not rampage, but something more in this direction. Right. I was like, yeah, the furniture looked great. All the walls had no like
no painting.
Yeah.
On it.
Yes. So it looked pretty clinical, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I was like positively surprised at first because it had a lot of cool things. Tablecat tennis table and stuff like that, and a PS4 with a good sound system.
Even those technical stuff.
Absolutely. So we cannot complain at all. The only thing is that I'm like when I met some Norwegian tenants there, they all said that there was never anybody in the common room, and I couldn't understand that at all, right? It's such a great common room. And yeah, so like when I met more and more people from the housing, like from the house, I sort of like learned more and more of what that could be about. It's like, at least in Jüldenpries, we don't have that many shared apartments. It's mostly single apartments.
Ah, okay.
And also it's the ratio of Norwegian to international students is a pretty, in this case, a pretty big one, I guess. So there are a lot more Norwegian people living in my house than international ones. So I don't want to like play up any stereotypes about Norwegian people, but I've heard that a lot of students, especially the ones that are studying and moving out of their home, they have some trouble finding social events and finding a community where they end up living for their studies, especially if they're only living in this small apartment just by themselves.
True.
So that.
But I guess that it's not only about Norwegian or not Norwegian. Yeah, I think it's all just because if you are at home here, you have your family here, probably your parents, also your school friends.
Yeah.
So you're not searching that much for new people. But the internationals like us, we don't have anybody here, so we really want to meet new people and
absolutely,
finding events.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's the same problem in Germany, I guess. And so at one point we talked with a couple of friends about it, and we said like this is weird that we have this huge common room and nobody uses it. So let's do something about it. So we wrote an email to Summon and asked her or asked them what the situation with the TU is like, why there is no TU at our place, and what we can do about it. So they reacted very positively. They said like, oh, it's great that you show initiative. And they sent out an email to everybody in the building saying like, oh, you could join the TU.
Do you know how many people are living in the building?
I have a rough estimate. I don't know the exact number, but I think it should be around like 150 or 180 people.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So it's not small, but it's not a Funtoft or whatever, where there's like a whole club and gym and whatever, this whole city. We got in contact with them and we met up with them, and they showed a lot of interest actually in our student facility or housing facility especially. So they wanted to improve our living conditions, and they wanted to improve the common room. So they offered to replace all of the furniture that we have there, for example. Yeah, because it's the first batch of furniture that got into the place, and usually they get moved or around a lot more. So that's what's gonna happen actually. We're gonna have a nice IKEA shopping trip.
Nice.
Like a lot of sofas and chairs.
Oh, so you can choose it on your own.
Yeah, we are in negotiations with them, you could say.
But it's a very friendly. Of course you will have a limit, but it's not that they will choose it and just bring it to you, you can find it. Oh, that's
absolutely
nice. And I think this is also nice for group building, right? I mean, absolutely, if you are going there shopping and choosing, I think it's really good for group building.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we all like each other. Like the four of us that like now signed up basically for the TU job. Yeah, two Norwegians and me and another international student. So quite a small group considering the size of the house, I guess.
Sure.
But we like we just had this big meeting yesterday where we introduced ourselves and we had some pizza sponsored by Summon.
Pizza's always good.
Absolutely. And
always bonding.
Absolutely. So many people showed up and we had like discussions on what to do with the place and what the problems would be. Because that's one of the central themes, of course. It's not only having events and improving the place.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask, if you want to make big parties there.
Sure. So that's the main thing that got me interested, I guess, right? So let's revitalize that common room and let's get people into the mix. And because everybody said like when you walk across the hall, which for me is a very small distance from the main entrance, but whatever. If you see other people, you like the most thing you could say is like hi, basically. But even that usually doesn't happen. It's just people walking across each other, looking somewhere else on the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not the most communal feeling that you get living there. And so, yeah, let's try to circumvent that.
Oh, that's such a nice idea. Yeah. Do you? How did you live in Germany? Have you also something like this?
No, I'm actually, or I always lived in normal apartments or like private apartments.
But in shared flats too?
Yes, in shared flats. Okay. Especially the city I'm from, Würzburg, is one of the many cities in Germany that has this problem of increasing rents because it's a very student or like dominated city. So a quarter of the inhabitants are like connected to the university in some way or another. So they can make a lot of money with students because they know the parents are going to pay for it and they have to stay there, right? They don't really have a choice. So the rents are enormous. And even in these collective flats that I've lived in, it's still a lot to muster, I guess.
But have you known other people living in this house? Because I lived in Dortmund in a really big house, also in a shared flat. And I mean, they probably lived like 30 or 40 people and I just knew like four or something and it was the same. I mean, it was just a small house and we were meeting each other and the staircases and I didn't know if the if the person is living in my house or not. Yeah. And it was really anonymous, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the same experience actually, especially the first apartment I lived in was a little bit shady, you could say. Like just the location of it in general, but also the house itself was pretty old and you didn't really like interact with all the other tenants there. Also, it wasn't just students living there, also like families, older people. So there is a huge like gap
difference
to
between
overcome.
The people.
Yeah.
True.
But
but it's a really nice idea about this.
Absolutely.
So I hope you will keep track of it and will tell us more about the next weeks when
I will.
When you're
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to like make this recommendation to everybody listening. If they if they're living in a student housing facility that doesn't have a TU or that where the TU is not that active or whatever, try to think about maybe supporting them in some way because it's a great way to revitalize these buildings.
Sure. So, okay, we already mentioned the keyword pizza before.
Yes.
And so for every pizza lover like me, stay with us because after the next song, we are going to talk about pizza again because I brought some news for you, Bastian.
Mm. Hi, this is Varun from India and you're listening to No Way.
Hello, everybody. Back to our show, No Way. In the last episode, my colleagues already talked about news from the world, which is kind of a new rubric we want to have here in our show, because we thought that it would be nice to have different news from like different countries. So today it's just Bastian and me, so we just have like German news. But you also brought a like kind of international topic, right? It's
absolutely
not only important for Germany.
No,
so
not at all.
Tell us.
So it's been big in the news and probably in the news of your homeland as well, and most certainly also in Norway. There is this sort of protest week coming up about the climate crisis. And I think it was initiated by Greta Thunberg and her like Fridays for Future movement. So what they're doing is like trying to get this issue or trying to get older people and other like target groups, I guess, also invested in this issue.
So not only students and
Yes. So the thing they're planning is like a global protest week from the 20th until the 27th, which right now, like we're recording on the 19th. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's even more important, I guess, than for you. But yeah. So we're basically currently in this week of protests. So you've probably heard about it already, but whatever. In Germany, it's the big protest day is going to be Friday, or is going to be Friday the 20th. For you, it's already gone. Absolutely. In Bergen, it's going to be the 25th. So basically the moment you're listening to this radio show right now, if you're listening to it on the radio, of course, because it's scheduled to be the 25th, so Wednesday at 12 o'clock. So
yeah, really fitting with our recording time.
Absolutely.
We should have thought about making a live show from the demonstration.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. So we're all in favor of this protest, right? It's a very big issue, and it's been a big issue for a long time. And me personally, I'm super grateful that it's gonna like it became this big issue all around the world, right? Also,
yeah,
like in the US primaries right now, it's becoming a big issue.
Have you been to some of these protests, like in Germany, before?
Yes, but only to a couple of them. So some of my friends went to more than a couple.
Okay.
especially those Fridays for Future demonstrations.
Yeah.
But I've been to a couple of them. And
Me too. And I already have been to one here in Bergen, like two or three weeks ago.
Cool.
And that was kind of fun because they were like screaming out the slogan with this jumping thing. And we also have the same in Germany, but we use other words and I don't understand Norwegian. So I was like screaming in my inner side like the German slogan because I don't know the Norwegian one, but yeah, it was kind of fun.
Absolutely, yeah. So I would always, or like certainly you've thought about that already, but I would certainly recommend you going to those protests, to those of you who listening
to this. Yeah, and it's also because I know that some people don't like protests or demonstrations that much, but it's not only all about this. They also have, most of the time they have a stage and they have like a program.
Yes.
Last time I was here in Bergen, they had like also a band playing some songs and they have some people holding a speech. So I think it's also like a cultural event.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not like the typical, maybe you associate protests with these like this level of violence and
that's
disobedience
what I meant.
And so you shouldn't be afraid of that. It's probably going to be a lot of people that are similar to you in many ways. So just try it out, go there. Like on this topic of civil disobedience, maybe I've had this, like there was this news today, like when we recorded this episode, of the German police forbidding protesters to protest on the Autobahn, so the highway system in Germany. And so apparently a group of protesters wanted to protest on the Autobahn next to Köln, so Cologne, on the A4 and A1. So and they asked the police to make these arrangements for them, and they said like, no, I'm sorry, like we're all there and it's we're very supportive of your cause and whatever, so we're trying to protect protests in general, that's not a problem, but this seems a little too risky for everyone involved, and we cannot just like stop everything from happening because especially those two highways are very important, like veins, you could say, in the
It would be a nice place to do that. I mean, for the striking people, because I mean, they strike against cars. I mean, not
absolutely
all of cars, but like the way we use traffic.
Yeah.
So it would be a nice symbol if they could have stopped like the traffic there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. So, and it's only one day. So I think they could have made arrangements.
Yeah, and and even not the whole day, right? It would just be for some hours.
Absolutely. And they're like, they are like blocking these Autobahns in general because they have some construction work and stuff like that. So there are other causes that are way more that are way more annoying than this this occasion would be. And also maybe you could like say this is just one more instance of the German state being against these
true, I thought so,
goals.
The same.
So this is maybe too big of a topic to talk about, but like the whole way the German government handled this diesel
affair
was
Angela Merkel, the climate chancellor.
Yes, in quotations.
Yeah.
So you could say like, oh, this is just a bad excuse from the police to say, to trying to stop this protest from happening somehow.
True, true.
Yeah.
But do you know about some of your friends? Are they going to some protests in Germany? Have you talked to some of them?
I haven't talked to them in a little bit, but I've seen on their Facebooks that they are like trying to motivate people to go and stuff like that. So there are probably going to be a lot of people there. Okay. And now that it's not only addressed towards students, which is most of my sort of social circle, it's probably going to be like a huge event because they're also trying to get working people, right?
True.
Or whatever house I don't know. So whatever, everyone is invited. Everyone was invited already, right? So it was never a closed off affair, but now they're actively trying to get those people involved, and I think that's a great cause.
I think so too. I have to admit that a lot of my friends are not going because. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of them are very interested in this stuff and already read a lot about it and are the same opinion as we are. But the next step really to go on the street is tough for some of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed about that. But I mean, everyone has hers or his own reasons for that. But my mom is actually going. We also went there like 2 times in Germany together.
Yeah, cool.
Because she's a teacher. Oh, and I mean, she don't has to work on Fridays because she only works for some hours. So she has not to miss work. Mm-hmm. But still, it's nice that she's going there. And she also talks a lot about that with her students. Mm. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And like another thing that you could add to that, it's that there is a bit of a conversation going on about whether like employees should be allowed to go on these protests, right? Or if there could be some sort of arrangement legally that they don't have to miss work for it. Or and apparently it's not really possible because there is no such thing as a right to protest politically, right?
But isn't there something going around with these... Do you call it in English Gewerkschaften?
Unions.
Unions, like Verdi or DGB, that if they could call out like a strike, then the workers can strike.
That's true. I guess that's one of the things that has to happen, right? Those unions to get involved in order for a protest to be like feasible for employees on a bigger scale. But I think it's also connected to the cause of the protest itself. So they can protest about their wages and about their working conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's hard to bend the climate issue in this direction, right? At least like from a legal point of view. So I think people have to like get like a 1 day of vacation to attend, or they just have to risk annoying their superiors, and that sucks.
Yeah, totally. Because now I thought about. That I talked that maybe some of my friends are not going. I also have to admit that it's a big privilege to go to a demonstration because I think about, if you cannot take a day off probably because you need the money or something or you are afraid of losing your job. So some people really cannot do this. Yeah. And even people with maybe like disabilities, it's hard for them to bring protests on the street.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a big fan of protests and demonstration. Mm-hmm. But I think we should keep in mind that it's a privilege to do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also that we have the opportunity in our country to do that, that we don't have to be afraid of big oppressions from the state, like also losing our jobs or get into prison or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now to a way more serious topic, pizza. Everybody loves pizza. Do you have a favorite pizza?
Oh, I would have to think about it. So probably no, if nothing comes to mind immediately. Maybe a fungi. So maybe the mushroom.
Mushrooms. Okay. Yeah, I have to admit I'm a total cheese lover. So you can get me with every kind of cheese, blue cheese, feeder, everything. And I really love spinach and feeder pizza. I think this is one of the best. And olives. I love olives too.
Awesome. Sounds great.
So the topic is I also brought some news about pizza from Germany. because In Germany, the Oktoberfest is going to start. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of you know it. It's like a big party in Bavaria where most of the people are wearing dirndl dresses mm-hmm. and leather trousers and drinking a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. And do you also know what they are eating there, Bastian?
Yeah, sure. I've been to the Oktoberfest quite a couple of times. And I think one of the staples of Bavarian cuisine is called Weißwurst in German. I don't know, like it's a white sausage. You could translate it literally.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's a Bavarian wheel sausage.
All right, yeah. Maybe you can have an association with that word.
That's awesome. I have to admit, I don't like it. Do you like it?
I think it's okay. I'm a vegetarian now, so I don't eat it anymore. Okay. But I remember it being quite a good thing to eat, especially in the morning. They tend to eat it in the morning.
In the morning? And it's that's a hot disgusting. Dish.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I cannot eat it in the evening or in the noon, but in the morning, I would
and
die.
And they have some sweet mustard on it, right?
That's true.
What you have to do. And I don't know. So if that sounds weird to you, you're probably right. But you could still try to
And
have
it's
a taste.
Getting more weird because I read in some newspapers that a big brand of supermarkets now invented a Bavarian wheel sausage pizza. So
<my God. laughs>
you have a pizza with slices of this sausage on it.
Wow.
Would you try it?
No, again, I'm vegetarian.
Okay, now you're vegetarian, but true. But if you wouldn't be a vegetarian, I mean, because you like it.
I think I like it, but I'm a little, maybe I'm a little conservative when it comes to my pizza choices. I think that's a bit of a lie. I used to have this thing where I where I asked the pizza people to put spaghetti on my pizza.
What?
Yes. And every place I tried, I think I saw it once somewhere and I was struck by it because it looked amazing. And then I established this dish in a couple of my pizza places that are around me.
Crazy.
So I'm you could say I'm a bit of a crazy person when it comes to pizza. I guess that's more accurate.
Live
to
at
say.
The limit.
So yeah, come on, bring up that sausage pizza.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Okay, so yeah, but I think pizza topic is a very controversial theme, right? I mean, do you like pineapples on your pizza? I think this is the point where friendships can break.
Just fall apart. Yeah, I'm a fan. So I'm siding with that one. I'm siding with the pineapple. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe a tough stance to take, but I'm comfortable there because it's very delicious. And I like the addition of some sweets into savory dishes, right? So that's one thing I like about the Arabian or also the Indian cuisine.
Yeah,
they
sure.
do that a lot. And I think that's amazing.
I like that too.
To an extent.
I could also imagine a very great pizza with goat cheese and some honey on it or something.
Yes.
Like this mixture is also
Absolutely.
Very good.
Oh, that sounds
good. Oh, and after talking about weird pizza stuff, I mean, I'm not sure if I would try the spaghetti one, but in Germany I tried it with Döner. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it in English?
It's kebab.
Kebab, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's totally fatty. And you cannot eat a whole pizza of it because it's so fatty. It really sinks off this oil.
Yes.
It's especially after going out in the night and drinking something and partying in the middle of the night.
Absolutely.
Pizza with kebab is amazing.
Oh, and Bergen people know all about it, right? Because a lot of people tend to get a kebab on their way home. So, maybe that's something we could establish here, actually, in some way. If it's not already in existence, which I'm not really sure about. But
if you know that... text us. You can text us on Instagram or on Facebook and tell us about your pizza experiences or if you have the weirdest combination.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So stay with us till and listen to the next song.
Hi, this is Bastian from Germany and you're listening to No Way.
Hello everybody. Back to our show, No Way. We have to say we are at the end of our episode again.
Oh, no.
Time always flies so fast here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just take a short resume. We talked about the organization Quartaret, right? Yeah. With our nice guests.
Very interesting. Very nice people, actually.
Yeah, and maybe one of you want to join them.
Yes.
So very interesting what they do there, and also just, and you have to visit Quartéret, Bastia. That's your task for the next week.
Yes.
Yeah, we also talked about your idea of founding a tenants union.
Yeah, and it's not my like my own idea, I guess. It's,
yeah, it's I know, but yeah. You brought it up, and yes, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And I hope we hope that you will going to inform us about it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like this. Yeah, and we also talked a little bit about some news, like the climate strikes. Mm-hmm. And pizza, Bavarian sausage pizza.
Yes, two of the most important topics today.
Of course, of course. So thank to all of our listeners.
Yes.
You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Just search for No Way. And you can listen to us not only on the radio, we are also a podcast. And you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and every other podcast app. Yeah. Yeah. And what are we going to do for next week? Do we have like a plan?
I don't think that we have a concrete plan. We haven't talked about it fully. But I think you are planning to have some guests over, right?
True. I already recorded kind of an interview with the founder of World Saving Hustle, which is an organization which deals with human rights, rights for nature, and also rights for animals. And I think this is pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
To put these three topics together. So this is what's going up to be next week. And and of course, again, news, right? We will
absolutely.
We will search for interesting news.
We're
going to
dig deep.
So yeah, thank you all for listening to us.
Yes.
Thank you, Bastian,
so
for being here. And
pleasure.
Bye to everyone.